Welcome back to our special on 1230 WSUO, Finding Bob Dale. Detective Sergeant Daryl Harp has been a detective in the Sault Ste. Marie Police Force for many years and is very familiar with Bob's case. And now we're on the phone with Detective Sergeant Daryl Harp of the Sault Ste. Marie City Police. Detective Harp, thanks for joining us here on this anniversary of Bob Dale's disappearance. Tell us a little bit about how this case has evolved over the past 25 years.
Hey, Mark, thanks for having me. Yeah, so this has been going on for quite a long time. Back in 1996, would have been on the morning of May 19th, we did receive a call of a missing persons, and that was Bob Dale, and that was reported by his wife, Christy, at that time.
And obviously, when you get a call like that, there's obviously, a couple different directions that this could go. It could have been, you know, he just wandered off. You know, he could have, something bad could have happened to him. And, I mean, being with the proximity of the water, I mean, there's a lot of different things, I guess, angles that you could have looked at. I mean, how many different possibilities were there initially when you first got the call?
Yeah, so back in the early stages of this, there was a, you know, extensive search that was done of the downtown area, you know, and there was the concerns that, you know, water may have played an issue, that he would have walked off into the woods or, you know, we didn't know. So they tried to cover all the bases that they could at that time, and that was through dives of the power canal, searching the power canal. Mm-hmm. There was the search of the water along the St. Mary's River, you know, and that was from Ashman Bay down to Manaskan. So there was an extensive search at that time, and I think what we have realized over the time was that focus seemed to have been, you know, really focused in that downtown area. But when we take a look now in hindsight, looking at this, I think that there is a lot of areas that could have came into play, and that is actually from the time that Bob and Christy were observed leaving this reception that they attended at around 6 Mile on Mackinac Trail. Mm-hmm. I think that area that they were last seen together going north, all of that area actually comes into play, and there really wasn't a focus on that area at that time.
And I would imagine, too, that once you take that into that play and the reception, if you're looking at possible suspects, you've got to look at the people that are at that reception, the people that were downtown at the time. I mean, probably a lot of people you got to weed through at that point to try to figure out if you're looking for a specific suspect.
Well, I think that we've had great cooperation from all the parties that were interviewed and identified as being there, including Christy. I think that, you know, some of the information on this that, again, wasn't provided at the time is Bob was observed as being highly intoxicated.
Right.
And he was actually passed out in that van prior to leaving that and traveling north to the downtown area. So, you know, as far as we don't know when he got out, and, you know, and that is what has been trying to kind of troublesome for us is to get an idea of where to pinpoint to really, you know, focus on. And, you know, we had a similar type situation in Chippewa County that there was a person who was reported missing in the late 90s, and that person was actually found, I think, around 2007, 2008, right along M-129.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that person had been there for a very long time, and that section of roadway is heavily traveled.
Right.
So, you know, we just feel that there is potential that there's areas that were not really covered, and we want the public to know that this area north of 6 Mile, I mean, and going into the Sioux, I know that's a pretty big area, and there's a lot of woods. Bob lived in the Algonquin area at that time on West 5th Avenue. And there's a lot of woods if you get down to West 14th in that area.
Sure.
You know? So I think that's something that moving forward, you know, we can try and shift gears a little bit with some of those areas that we're focused on early, but maybe switch that to some of those areas now that maybe not had that attention.
We're talking to Detective Sergeant Daryl Harp of the Sault Ste. Marie City Police about the disappearance of Bob Dale, and Bob went missing 25 years ago. Obviously, Daryl, there's been a lot of rumors over the years, you know, of things that, you know, people probably, you know, you've probably had tons of leads, and I would imagine each of those you have to kind of, you know, go through and look at. Have any of them been more promising than others that kind of got you to where you are now in the investigation?
Well, I think that, you know, each lead is a piece of a puzzle, and obviously you can't put that puzzle together until you have all the pieces. So some leads, we take that information, we hold on to it, and see where it ends up taking us. Others we have taken, and we've been able to rule them out completely. And there has been a lot. There has been a lot. I mean, we've been, I think just since 2019, we've had tips that have taken us as far down as Prentice Bay Road.
Wow.
We've been down there with the assistance of MSP and their canine, and we've searched areas down there. We've been along some areas along Mackinac Trail and 5 Mile. We've been over by the Kuwaitan Casino with, you know, some canines. So, yeah, there has been a lot of tips, and it does take a lot of time and resources to follow up on. And you know what? We don't know where some of these tips may go. We do sit on that information, and that's why we want the public to know that if there's anything they feel that they want to share, we can take, because you just never know.
Sure. Well, and it could be just something that people don't even think is significant, but I mean, as you say, as you're looking at the puzzle and everything, that might be, you know, the key piece to help you finish, you know, to finish it up and everything. So obviously, if people have information, they want to send it to you, just contact you directly at the police department.
Yes. Yeah, Mark, that's the best thing. You just call the PD and ask for me. Or my contact information is also online
at right.
The city of Sault Ste. Marie as well.
So where do you think, Daryl, the investigation is now? Obviously, 25 years, a lot of leads, a lot of, you know, obviously hope and disappointment by the family, by friends and everything. Obviously, everybody wants to have this resolved, no more than you and the police department who have been working this case for so long. Where are you, I mean, as far as, I mean, if you can give a percentage wise or whatever, but, you know, as far as the investigation, do you think you're close to getting it solved? I mean, are you still, you know, still going through, weeding through different leads and everything, and or where are we at with the investigation at this point?
Well, I think that I feel good in the sense that we feel comfortable that we have ruled out a lot of things, but as to, you know, having those final answers, I mean, we don't have them, you know, and I think it's important that, you know, we encourage the public to provide information, and we want to expand on these areas of where he could have been.
Right.
And I think that, you know, I'm hopeful that that may turn into something as well.
Do you feel that based on where you're at right now in the investigation that maybe foul play has been ruled out, or is that still a possibility?
Well, you know, I think that anything is a possibility. To say that foul play is not, you know, an issue, you know, I can't say that. And at the same time, you know, as I just mentioned earlier, you know, I can't say that that Bob's, you know, out there and we just haven't discovered him.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people thought, you know, maybe initially that maybe he had just, you know, left and decided to, you know, assume a new role in life or whatever. I would assume at this point, I mean, I would think that that'd be pretty hard to do, you know, all these years later. Is that still a possibility that you're looking at, or is that something that's not on the table anymore?
Well, I think through some of the resources that we've had and we've utilized as far as, you know, nationwide resources and that, you know, we haven't came across any of that information. I think a key part of this is, you know, the condition that Bob was in at the time he was last seen. And if you take that consideration of maybe his intoxication at the time when he was observed before going missing, you know, I just don't think that those two dots really line up.
How is it personally when you get, I mean, I know you've been with the police department for a number of years, and you've been a sergeant here for more recently and everything. How difficult is it on a personal level when you get a case like this, you know, that you You're chasing every single lead. Obviously, you personally want to get this wrapped up because you want to be able to, again, give the family some satisfaction as to here's what happened. We've discovered a body. We've discovered what happened, you know, and give them some closure. But, I mean, personally, you got to look, I'm assuming, you're looking for some closure because this is, I would assume, taking up a big chunk of your life and everything.
Well, this has. I mean, this has been a big case as far as not being able to put closure to. I mean, since this case came to light, we've already lost. We've had two detectives who've worked on it who have passed away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, time has gone by. There would be nothing sweeter than to be able to provide the family with some answers. And it's tough not being able to give answers, you know, and that is a very hard part.
For sure. So again, contact...
Everybody wants those.
Oh, pardon?
I said everybody wants those answers.
For sure. I mean, his friends, his family, his wife, his sons. I mean, everybody wants to know and to put some closure on this and have a final answer as to what happened. So how has the technology, I mean, obviously, the tools that were available maybe 25 years ago have changed a lot here as far as, you know, DNA and other things that have, testing that have come up. How has that helped to make the investigation easier, maybe more fruitful for you?
Well, I think on a broad level of being able to help identify, you know, whether it be cross-country, in-state, whatever, now that we were able to get a DNA profile for Bob entered into NAMIS, I mean, that's going to help us tremendously in the event that something's discovered someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we might be able to get that identified a lot quicker. Thank God that Bob's son and his brother, you know, were able to assist in that, creating that DNA profile for that. But we've come a long ways as far as where we were back in 1996. But the problem is we still don't have anything to compare that to.
Right.
So I think if, you know, a lot of it's going to come back to, you know, having eyes on the ground, being more thoughtful. And I hope that maybe just the thought of maybe these new areas, who knows, maybe somebody did come across something that they thought stood out, you know, and we'll share that.
Yeah, so anybody who's, you know, in that area from wherever that reception was on 6 Mile to the downtown area on that night back in 1996, you know, if you saw something or whatever, even like you said, if, as the detective said, you don't feel it was that significant at the time. I mean, stand up, and if you haven't already, you know, get that information out there because it could be, like you say, the one thing that really does turn this case around. And that's a lot of real estate. I mean, that's a tough. Anything, I imagine, in the Upper Peninsula is tough just because, like you said, the woods and the rural, you know, part of the community and everything. But, you know, again, you've got that, that's a lot of mileage between the Sioux and 6 Mile to cover and everything, and lots of area down there. So
it is. And it's on a grander scale than it was back then where that focus was primarily.
And how many other agencies have helped you with your investigation? Obviously, we have a lot of police presence in our area, and it's great. We've got the state police, you know, the Shire's Department, you know, some federal agencies that are based in the Sioux. How many of those different agencies have assisted along the way over the past 25 years in this investigation?
Oh, we've had great working relationships with Chippewa County Sheriff's Department, the Michigan State Police, the Sioux St. Marie Tribe Police, and we've even reached out and are using some of the federal agencies as well. There's new initiatives coming out through different missing individuals, specifically Indigenous people. So I expect even more resources to be available to us to help in this in the future.
Hmm. Anything else you want the public to know there, Daryl, as far as the investigation is concerned?
Just, you know, even if even if it's something that they don't feel is important, I mean, don't hesitate to reach out. I mean, you just never know. And we want to let them know that this is actually a broader area than what was described earlier on.
Yep, so anybody has any information, like I say, or maybe you don't even think it's information, but you think it might be something, you know, I mean, again, get a hold of Detective Harp at the Sault Ste. Marie Police Department, and hopefully we can, you know, not have to have another detective retire or whatever and this case move on. But, I mean, it'd be nice to get this closure, obviously, for you, for the department, and obviously for Bob's family, and that's the main thing, to kind of give them some closure on this for sure. So, thanks so much for your effort. I appreciate the time and everything, Daryl. I know you're busy, but we do appreciate you giving us some insight on the investigation, and hopefully maybe somebody listening tonight will have some information and can contact you and gets give you some information that helps in the investigation.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it, and thanks for giving us the opportunity to get some word out as well.
Thank you again, Detective Harp. Again, if you have any information about Bob Dale, you're encouraged to contact the Sault Ste. Marie Police Department at 906-632-5744. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll share our last interview of the evening, and we'll hear from Bob's wife, Christy Dale, next on 1230 WSOO.